Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. The month of Elul is sponsored by the Mendelbaum family. Leilui Nishmas, Rab Chaim ben Eliyahu Tzvi Halevi. We're holding in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and the Gemara in Amud Aleph speaks about one who cuts a knife on a bread. So the problem is that the blood will go into the bread. The Gemara says that Rav Huno used to give it l'shamish, to his shamish, used to give this bread. So he asked the Gemara, Yimonavshach, if it's mutter, so he also can eat it. If it's asur, how does he give it to the shamish? Answers the Gemara that it's mutter, but Rav Huno anino daiti. Now in Parshas Vayera it says that Rav Avinu had the Malachim come to his house. So in the beginning it says they told Sora, Ma'ari shor seim soilis lushi vasiugois go prepare bread. But then when he gave the Malachim, it says only they gave them meat, they gave them chemo. It doesn't say they gave them bread. So the Gemara Metziah that Pizayin explains why. Omar Ephraim Mikshah Talmidu Shabbi Meir Mishmei Deramir Avram Avinu Oichel Chulin Betaro Hoyo. Avram Avinu was careful to eat his Chulin Betaro. The sorry Meinu Oisoyon Pirsa Nido. The sorry became Nido, so they couldn't eat the bread. In the Midrash Rabbah, it's brought down a similar thing. And it says there, the Rabbanan argued and said that he did bring bread to the Malachim. So Rabbeinu Bechaye, over there in the spot, says, okay, so even according to our mayor, that Avraham Avinu was makpid to eat chulin betaharo. That's for himself. Why couldn't he bring the malachim? Why couldn't he give the malachim to eat bread? So it says Rabbeinu Bechaye, v'ulai kavonas hachachomim shalorotzo la'achilom mima shalohurgol le'echol mimenu. Meaning, he did not want to serve something that he himself doesn't eat. So in the Sefer Boi Chaye, who's Pirush Rabbeinu Bechaye, he says, Rabbeinu Bechaye here is telling us there is a discussion, and some of the Poiskim brings one of the Makarios as the Masas Moshe, the Sfardi one, on Yeridil Simon Dalet. He asked the Shaila, someone who has a Chumrah, can he go and give somebody who does not know the Chumrah to go and do something for him? Can he benefit for somebody who doesn't have the Chumrah? Or can he provide to someone who doesn't do the Chumrah? And the maskana of the Masas Moshe is that you cannot do it. Because for the one who's machmi, this is an iser. The same way you can't give an iser to your friend, or you can't enjoy an iser that your friend gives you, so for any chumra the person has, even though for the other person it's not a chumra. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar seems to say the same idea. Avraham Avinu was machmi on himself to eat chulin betaharo, so he couldn't come and serve his guests chulin which are not tar. Says the boy Chaye, I have a great raya to this concept from our Gemara. Because Gemara asks, Rav Huna, what does he hold? Does he hold, are you not allowed to eat the bread that has blood in it? Or you hold, you are allowed to eat it? If he holds, you could eat it, so why didn't he eat? And if he holds, you can't, why do you serve it to his shamish? Says the boy Chaye, the Gemara could have answered that he was machmir on himself. He held his mutter, but he was machmir. So he himself did not want to eat it, but he gave it to the shamish. You see, for me, Arayo, if one is machmir on himself, he can't come and serve that food to somebody else. And that's what the Gemara has to come to the answer, that the reason Rav Huna did not eat it was because of a chumrah, it was because it was a istris, anina daite. Gaval de Garaya from our Gemara. Now the Boi Chaye ends by saying, I don't understand Rabbeinu Bechaye. What bothered him so much is, the Chazal tell us, it's brought down in the Medrash, there was a taina on the Malachim that they ate basar b'cholav. They went to Avraham Avinu and ate basar b'cholav. So Avraham Avinu served in basar b'cholav. So you want to tell me, all the chumras that he did, he didn't give it to his guest, but basar b'cholav, he did give to his guest. So he says, without Rabbeinu Bechaye, I would say, basar b'cholav is not a problem, because Avraham Avinu thought they were Arvim, they were Goyim, so he gave them basar b'cholav. But if so, he should give them chulin, they're not tar. What's shati? He's no chulin betar with the malachim, but not basar b'cholav. But this maybe one could say, this doesn't fit so much with the medrash that the Baruch Chai is quoting, but we brought earlier the Noam Elimelech says the basar v'cholov is a connection to of Yilyonim and Tachtonim, and that's why the Malachim were able to do it because they don't have a problem to connect the Yilyonim to Tachtonim. So Emele, according to this understanding, after Avraham Avinu knew there were Malachim, and therefore he gave the basar v'cholov because there's no problem basar v'cholov by Malachim. And to eat chulin betumo, there is a problem. So that will explain the difference between the basar b'cholov and chulin betaharo. Pal kopanim, regarding our sugyo, we see from here that someone's machmir on himself has to be machmir not to feed what he's machmir to somebody else. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shova Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.